Welcome to The Morning Drive with St. Luke Lutheran Church of Devon, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at stlukedevon.org. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
The setting of this passage has Jesus at the temple with his followers, sitting across from the treasury. They're watching the crowds of people as they come and give their offerings. He sees the scribes there. In that time, in that setting, scribes had a relatively important place in social structure, so they were very visible. As Jesus watches them, he warns his followers to beware of scribes, for they devour widows' homes. He goes on to describe these men in rather uncomplimentary ways, saying they seek out recognition from others by saying long prayers so that they're noticed, wanting the best seats in worship. They're very concerned primarily with their image and what they need to do to improve it, and also that they place large offerings in the treasury so others can see. It's a description of puffed up, self-important men whose value systems revolve around their public image and outward signs of success. Then into the temple walks a poor widow to place her gift in the treasury. Now, to say poor widow in this culture is really redundant. In those days, a woman's place in society was determined by her relationship with others. They were someone's wife or mother or daughter, and they were sustained through that relationship. A widow had no such support. They were very low in social standing, vulnerable in many ways, and would often go unnoticed. But when this widow came into the temple, Jesus noticed. He and his followers watched as she quietly made her offering to the treasury. She gave two bronze coins known as mites. It was all the money that she had. It was a very small amount. Actually, the two coins combined equaled only about 2 cents. I actually read a commentary on this that suggested this was possibly the origin of the phrase, my 2 cents worth. I don't know if that's true or not, but the widow put her 2 cents worth into the treasury. Now, the scribes had given much larger amounts, but Jesus declares to his followers that the widow had actually given much more. The scribes gave out of their abundance, but the widow gave out of her poverty. The scribes gave to feel good about themselves and to look good to the others in the temple. The why of their actions had more to do with what they received from their giving rather than what their giving would do for others. Now, we can't be sure of the why that drove the widow to give all that she had. This gospel reading doesn't give us that information, but it is a good question for us to wrestle with. Did she give because she had great faith and knew God would provide? Did she give out of gratitude? Or did she give out of fear of what not giving might result in, since she lived in a society where scribes devoured widows' homes? Whatever her reason, Jesus recognized that her why was very different from that of the scribes and turned that into a lesson for his followers. Those present with Jesus in the temple were able to witness her gift and experience how different that gift was from the gift given by the scribes. So as we strive to take these surprisingly complex lessons from this deceptively simple passage and apply them to our own lives, we're called to examine our own whys. Are we motivated by the desire for recognition from others? Or are we motivated to give because we recognize that all the truly important things that that we have are gifts from God, and that we best serve God, each other, and ourselves when we share those gifts. Does our why originate from the gift of the cross given to us by Jesus? There are no easy answers this week, but there is much in this passage that we can use as we grow into all the gifts that God intended for us.